Today on Real Life Radio.
God can start, he can write it in the sky, what you're doing in secret. He can actually, while you're doing it in secret and you think nobody knows, he could actually have an angel hanging over the house with a neon light, with a finger pointing at the location. The Bible says, be sure of this, your sin will find you out. Just give it time.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey friends, first of all, Merry Christmas. And like we do every year, we go through the Bible in a year. That's how we keep a big church family together, by going through the Word of God together. Well, this year we're throwing you a curveball that you can hit. This is a brand new one. This is different. This is the Dr. Charles Stanley Life Principle Daily Bible. This Bible has got not only the daily reading, it's got insights by none other than Dr. Charles Stanley. We encourage you to get a copy of this for yourself. And listen, we also want you to be aware of the fact that we have a devotion, Watching, Waiting. It's a 40-day devotion, and it's all about scripture verses that excite you and encourage you about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Visit jackhibbs.com to get your December Book of the Month double feature, the one-year Bible, and Pastor Jack's brand new devotional, Watching, Waiting. They're available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. Again, that's jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, we're going to take a break from 1 Samuel to bring you a very special Christmas series called His Return. You know, the return of Jesus is a promise from God and goes deeper than we thought. Genesis 3:15 from the Old Testament is the very first Christmas verse. God's redemption plan actually begins right here. You see, Christmas isn't only about the celebration of the birth of the Savior. It's about the colossal battle between Satan and the seed of the woman Eve, and the victory that is now secured in Christ. So today, in this special Christmas message, Pastor Jack teaches that history doesn't lie no matter how much we spin it. It's why God isn't going to rewrite history, he's going to answer it. Christ's return is going to come to pass as was promised in history. Now, in his special Christmas message called His Return, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The Bible, the scriptures, will not be denied regarding the awareness of his return. We have paused today to gather together for Christmas service, but the fact of the matter is it's only true because scripture has never been denied. The Bible says Christ would come. And so here you are. Isn't that interesting? Why did you come today? Well, we've always gone to Christmas service. Yeah, but what? And really, strip away all this stuff. You have come today because of the fulfillment of the scriptures. The Bible tells us in advance that Christ would come, and he did come. And the ancient Hebrew scriptures, or the doctrines of the Bible, foretold the very time when God himself would accomplish salvation for mankind. In fact, Jesus made mention of this in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Matthew 5, 17, the Bible says, Jesus is speaking, "Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets." I love that. "I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle, one comma and one hyphen in the original language will by no means pass away." Listen, will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Jesus Christ came to fulfill what you and I could never do. He did it for us. Simple as that. And he would say to you right now, because I did it for you, you need to come and you need to hide inside of me. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Isaiah 55, 11 says, "So shall my word," think about who the word is, "be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I've sent it." The power of the word of God. It's an amazing thing to realize, people, that when we are being awakened to the truth, and if we listen, and if we get an understanding of the truth, And we can even say, wait a minute, are you telling me that God foreordained the coming of his son Jesus, born of a virgin on Christmas morning, to die on the cross for my sins and be resurrected from the dead, and that he's coming back, and that all those who put their trust in him would not perish but have eternal life? Are you telling me that I can take my sin and give my sin to him in repentance, and he will give me his righteousness in return? That's exactly what I'm saying. The moment you hear that, listen, everybody, the moment you hear that, you've been placed on notice by heaven. You're now, listen, you've been served, as it were, a subpoena from heaven. God has made the announcement, and you've even repeated it back. Is that what you're telling me, Pastor? Yes. If you understand that, and if you hear that, it is now a burden upon you. Let's be honest, it's a burden upon you to either say yes to Christ or no to Christ. Isn't it remarkable? You can't be in the neutral. Scripture will not be denied. Every word will be fulfilled. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5, Hebrews 1, 5, for to which of the angels did God ever say, by the way, that's Psalm chapter 2, verse 7, you are my son, today I have begotten you or glorified you. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Think about this. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6 goes on and says, but when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. Verse 7, and of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, God says, this is Psalm 45, verse 6. Listen to this. God says in Psalm 45, verse 6, God is speaking. Are you guys listening?
Yes.
God is speaking, and this is what God says. Your throne, O God. Say what? Is forever and ever a scepter of righteousness, is the scepter of your kingdom. God said that about his son. Oh, if you're Jewish today, you go study that one. Yeah, dive into it. So I'm not allowed to read that portion of scripture. Listen, draw the curtains, go to the bathroom, hide, go into your closet, get a flashlight, turn to Psalms 45 and read it. God says to God, you are my son. Today I have begotten or glorified you. It's exactly in line with Genesis 3:15. The second thing is this, his return and the awareness of his return, church, is the history, is the fact that history cannot lie. You say, wait a minute, Pastor, are you sure about that? Oh, no, no, let me say this again. History cannot lie. History is history. There are people who lie about history. There's a big difference. Those are called, they're called by a lot of names. I didn't think of that one. She said, a liar. revisionist, that's a big deal. You have to pay a lot of money to get exposed to a professional revisionist these days. You gotta go to Princeton or Yale or Harvard to be educated by a revisionist. We say, what is that? They take history and they spin it around for their own particular worldview, and then they lock you in a chair, take all of your money, and they make you eat it. And that's what you come out of school with a very dangerous piece of paper and you're spewing falsehoods. And then when you actually bump into a history book and read it for yourself, you're shocked about what really happened. We live in a Wikipedia kind of a world right now. Everybody's a doctor. Did you know that? We're all doctors. We're all MDs. We're all travel agents, mechanics. Where'd you get that degree? Wikipedia, man. $5. It's awesome. Yeah, well, listen. History cannot lie. History is the record of what really happened in history. Now, you and I know well that history is a mixed bag of goods. It's bloody. There's war. There's mayhem. There's glories. There's victories. There's achievements. There's beauty. But it's this fallen world, isn't it? Where does all the pain and sorrow and suffering come from? A fallen world. But where does all the goodness come from? A good God. Don't worry, though. He's going to fix it someday. He's not going to rewrite history. He's going to take history and he's going to answer it. He's going to answer it. Where's the justice? Where's the hope? Where's the freedom? He's going to answer all those things. The Bible tells us in Romans 15, verse 4, for whatever things were written before, that's biblical history, were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, my friends, might have hope. Isn't that beautiful? The Bible. I know it's Christmas Eve, and tomorrow's Christmas Day, but I got to tell you, as the 25th arrives, the number on the calendar, as the 25th arrives, that's the day, that's the day that was set aside to recognize his birthday. That's all that is. If you attend this church, you and I know each other. Every day for us is Christmas Day. We celebrate the same every day. If you're new here, this is your first Sunday here. This Sunday is no different than any other Sunday. It's just that I'm wearing a tie. Under protest, mind you. I'm doing this because if it helps you listen to me, I'll wear it. I just don't want to. But this is a normal Sunday. We're going through the Bible like normal. And it's all about the scriptures. We study the scriptures. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, but there were also false prophets among the people. Listen to this chilling warning. Even as there will be false teachers among you. What are they going to do? How am I going to know? Well, it's going to be tough on your own because they will secretly bring in destructive heresies. That word secretly is where we get the word stealth. And destructive heresies means that they will inject, think about this, they will inject wrong information. Ooh, think of that for a moment. They will inject, false teachers will inject into you wrong information in the last days. Everybody was concerned about the vax. Now we learned for good reason. That's nothing. It's nothing. A goofball vaccine now that's failing everybody is nothing compared to a demonic vaccine that he comes along and uses very, very, persuasive, influential people to just get you a little needle prick, just a little stick, and in goes the false doctrine. And you start to have this reaction to it, and your reaction to it is biblical response. It's like, I'm allergic to the Bible now. Can't get next to truth. I've got my own truth. I've got my own way to heaven. History cannot lie, nor can the word of God. The Bible says that God cannot lie. People always get a big kick, when they ask you, is there something God can't do? You just said God can do anything. Is there something God can't do? There's a lot of things that God cannot do. He can't be stupid, for one thing. He can't sin. Think of that. There's a lot of things that he can't do because it's dumb to do those things. He's righteous. He's holy. But even in history, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Listen to this. Tell me if we are not living in these days. I want to remind you who are new to the Bible today, this is a 2,000-year-old verse. 2 Peter 3, verse 3. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust. And this is what they're going to say. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they are willfully ignorant. Yeah, I've been hearing about God coming back. Where is it? When's it going to happen? I don't think he's coming back. Bible says, watch out for that person. They're a scoffer. Serious statement, right? Well, Jude is nobody to back down from confrontation. Jude chapter 1, verse 8. Jude says, remember how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts, warnings. The word of God, my friend, will never be denied. And the fact of the matter is this, is that history, when you look at it, cannot lie. And I say it this way, that all around the world this morning, people are dealing with Jesus Christ. If they are in a communist nation, socialist nation, or in a free country somewhere, Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter their age. They've got a deal. They're hearing about it. And it's about Jesus.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Third consideration in the seventh argument is this, is that there's the awareness of his return, and it's this: truth will come to pass. You can't stop truth. I know that Mark Twain said, and he's right. Mark Twain said, a lie goes around the world two times before the truth ever gets its shoes on. And that is true. But here's the thing. A lie goes, and here's the best thing about a lie. Just give it time. Y'all know that? Well, I don't know if they're lying or not. Just wait. I've got to know. Just be patient. It will come out. You think you're sneaking around, pulling the fast one off? Nope. Nobody knows. Excuse me? No, we've done everything to keep it all covered up. Yeah, I got news for you. God can start, he can write it in the sky, what you're doing in secret. He can actually, while you're doing it in secret and you think nobody knows, he could actually have an angel hanging over the house with a neon light with a finger pointing at the location. The Bible says, be sure of this, your sin will find you out. Just give it time. That's why you need to come to Jesus today. There's a shortcut to this, so I don't want to do that. Then come to Christ. Wow. Truth will come to pass. Listen to this. Acts chapter 1. You guys okay?
Yes.
Acts chapter 1, verse 6. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? This is 2,000 years ago, just before Jesus ascended back to heaven. And I want you guys to all know, and you're going to get upset with me, but I'm going to tell you truth if you like it or not. Listen, I owe you the truth. And plus, I'm reading my boss's book here to you. Jesus is just about ready to return to heaven in the ascension. And the disciples ask him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to where?
Israel.
To who? Everybody take a deep look at this, especially if you're 35 years of age or under. Take a hard look at this, everybody. You can get the most ancient manuscripts and every single one of them. And you know what word you're going to find there? Israel. This kind of talk right now can get this message right here, right now, removed from YouTube by mentioning one word, Israel, now. I tell you what, man, I'm not going to get into the weeds on this, but I wish you could have hung out. I wish you could be hanging out with me over the course of these last 2 weeks. Ever since we had a Stand for Israel event here, my social media and my private life has been attacked upside, one side down the other, regarding standing for Israel, and some stuff cannot be explained. Telling you guys, the Bible says Israel. The Bible is not asking if you like it or not. The Bible says Israel.
Amen.
Period. History says Israel. Period. God's not going to change his word to make you feel better. In fact, he doesn't change his word so we can ultimately feel better. Because you want to run to truth. And he said to them, Jesus responded and said, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem. Watch the epicenter, Jerusalem. And in all Judea, that's further out. Samaria is further still. And to the ends of the earth, Chino Hills. It's true. Think of that. Jesus said that. And I just want to ask you this. He said that 2,000 years ago. Did that happen?
Yes.
Cannot be denied. It happened, and it's happening. God's truth will come to pass. But that verse went on. That verse went on. Look at verse, if we have it on the screen. You guys have the next, there you go, verse 9. Look at this. Now when they had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up. and a cloud received him out of their sight. By the way, it wasn't a cloudy day. The word cloud is a supernatural manifestation, probably angelic glory. It wasn't like he went behind a cloud and they lost him like a balloon. Because kind of makes you think that, right? Look what happens here. And a cloud received them out of their sight. And verse 10 says, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel who said to them, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Do you love that? The same Jesus is coming back. Truth will come to pass. He's coming again. The angels announced it. Jesus said it. He's coming back. This is not some sweet thing we're doing. Oh, Christmas service. Listen, he's coming again. He is literally returning. Wouldn't it be the ultimate hypocrisy to celebrate Christmas all your life and then not believe that he is coming again? What are you celebrating? Oh, Jesus came 2,000 years ago. Well, you ought to celebrate the fact that he's coming again. Say, what? Wait, what? He what? Yeah, he's coming again. You ought to celebrate that. If that makes you a little bit nervous, that's pretty serious. He doesn't want you to be nervous. He wants you to be ready. Yes. Number 8, the awakening to his return. If the Bible said that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem and then live his life, die, be resurrected from the dead, leave, and then come again, then listen, you and I need to be awakened to his return. And it's this way. His return, friends, is without a warning. Mark that down very, very carefully. You need to mark it down. Make no mistake about it. His coming again, and the proof of it, is that he came the first time. Maybe you have Jewish friends, as I do. I have many Jewish friends, and they'll tell you, we're waiting for the Messiah to come. And I tell them, I remind them, you know, I'm not waiting for the Messiah to come the first time. You're waiting for the Messiah to come for the first time. I'm not. I'm waiting for the Messiah to come the second time. This is his second coming. But regarding the fact that Christ is going to come for his church is an awesome promise that a lot of people want to debate today. I've been really blessed and honored that there's a publishing firm that is going to re-release a tremendous book by Dr. Charles Ryrie, who is a hero of mine. He's in heaven now. But they've asked if I would write the foreword to that book, and I got so excited, I can't even start on it yet. I try and like, I don't know where to begin because everything I write stinks. And it's like, oh no, oh. And then I get it. Because listen, the guy just systematically took the word of God and let the Bible argue for why Christ could come back for the church at any time. It's called the imminency of Christ. It's very simple in scripture, but people have made it complicated. I've just found this to be true. Those who love Jesus, they may differ on theology in certain things, but no matter what, those who love Jesus, they can't wait to meet Jesus. And if today's the day, then so be it. Think about that.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his special Christmas series called His Return. Thanks for being with us today, and Merry Christmas from Pastor Jack and all of us here at Real Life Radio. Our prayer for you this Christmas is that your 2026 is filled with contentment and joy that can only come from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Jesus came so that we can have life, and he died on the cross to free us from our guilt and shame. Christ is the reason we celebrate Christmas, and we look forward to his return. You know, it's given us a lot of joy sharing our Real Life Radio program with you. Thanks for welcoming us into your home and into your life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Hey, Pastor Jack Hibbs here, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I also want to challenge you. Join me, will you, to share the love of God with everybody we meet at this time of the year. Now listen, the whole world is decorated in colors and in lights, and people are saying Merry Christmas. Let's take advantage of the reality. Let's take advantage of the truth. It's the recognition of the birth that God has sent His Son into the world, so we should tell people, hey friends, hey family, this is about Jesus, the Lord's Savior, mankind's redemption. Remind them that the baby that was born in Bethlehem is the man who died on the cross for our sins. So please, Merry Christmas to you, but let's not keep it to ourselves. Let's tell the world.
From Pastor Jack and all of us here at Real Life, we want to wish you and your family a Christmas season filled with the peace, love, and joy of Jesus Christ. God bless you and yours today and in this new year to come. Merry Christmas. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.